This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. How do you do? How do all of us do, I guess, is the question here. So we have the top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, for another banner week of conversation. We seem to, there are always 10 things. You can find 20 things, 30 things, 40 things that are on the minds of the people who are not only the hosts of the program, but folks listening. But it seems this week it boils down to probably four or five that are really hot on the minds of people. So Michael's going to go through the list, and that's actually two lists, one the story list and then the people list, and then we'll start picking it apart. Michael, okay?
All right, we'll pick it apart. I like that expression you used. I realize, you know, sometimes we use terminology, and we say, well, that's a funny old expression. You said, how do you do? Isn't that a funny line? How do you do? People would say that. Oh, how do you do? How do I do what? Well, here's how I do the survey. At number 10, we have Newsom and Xi's meeting, or Xi's meeting. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8, the states are suing Meta. At number 7, we have crime and homelessness. At number 6, the U.S. migrant crisis continues. At number 5, the 2024 presidential race. At number 4, the Maine mass shootings. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. At number 2, the Israel-Hamas war and protests about the war. And at number 1, Johnson elected House Speaker. And that story has come to a new juncture. On the People Survey, Vladimir Putin's at 10. Gavin Newsom and Xi Jinping are at number 9. At number 8, we have all the GOP candidates and RFK Jr., who's a quasi-GOP candidate. And he's your Michael Bloomberg of 20.
Yeah, he is my Michael Bloomberg this time around. Yes, that's right.
Yep. People who listen to this show know what that means. He's your Bloomberg.
Yep.
And I'm your Huckleberry. At number 7, we have Robert Card. At number 6, we have Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 5, Mike Johnson. At number, a household name. At number 4, Jenna Ellis.
Maybe at home with his mother.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or his brother Howard. At number 4, Jenna Ellis and Kenneth.
I stayed at his house one night. Did you ever stay at the house?
It was a nice house. It had a nice red roof.
Good ice cream.
Served ice cream.
Yeah.
Actually, they had great clam strips.
Yeah, that's right. They did. You're right.
Yeah, very good.
What was that
if you like that kind of thing.
What was that? What was the jingle? Remember? Oh, here it is. Landmark for Hungry Americans, Howard Johnson. Remember that?
No.
Jingle? You don't?
No, I'm blown away. I don't remember. I usually,
took me
you
a
know.
Few seconds to bring it back up again, but it's been probably 45 years since I even heard it. But that was the jam.
Stuff.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Are there any more Howard Johnsons? I think there are a couple here or there.
A few. Not many.
Yeah, not many. The changing landscape of Americana, the changing landscape of the world, it's an amazing thing to witness. It's like watching the clouds go by on time-lapse photography. All this change and churning going on, and we don't notice it on a day-to-day level. But, boy, you step back and you look at it, and it's happening faster and faster. At number 4, we have Jenna Ellis and Kenneth Chesbro. At number 3, Michael Cohen. Hey, boy, he just milks his involvement.
he's like a dodo.
Remember back in the O.J. Days, there was the housekeeper, the house person. What was he wound up becoming a big celebrity for like years.
He was an Armenian name, wasn't it? He became a talk radio host for a little while, about five minutes.
Yeah, he did. I can't remember his name. Michael Cohen has sort of milked a multifaceted. I hear he's pretty sick. He's got some physical problems he's dealing with.
Stress is going to knock you for a loop.
Well,
yeah, no matter what.
He's a media natural, Michael Cohen. He's a media natural. He just, you know,
when I was with Donald, he used to lie. He was a liar.
He's such a street guy, you know.
Right.
Arthur Engoron is with Michael Cohen at number three, and Trump is at two, and Biden's at one, and it's a crazy week.
Landmark for hungry Americans. Donald Trump's house.
Landmark for hungry Americans.
That was the jingle for Howard Johnson's.
It was.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the number one, well, I guess it's number two on your list. It's a back and forth thing here. The military and government involvement of the United States in Israel and what's going on. The invasion of Gaza. Troops are waiting at the border as we do this program. The 6,747 people that have been killed. This is from Hamas. They say, look at these bad Israelis. They've killed all these people. And so, listen, in Gaza, you can look at some of the photos from inside, and there's no water, there's no food, and the people leaving, well, where are they going to go? I guess this is a question that people have been discussing. So then we're also hitting targets in Iran, in eastern Syria, linked to the Iranians. They've been launching missile attacks. My friend Uri Geller yesterday sent me a note. He lives in Old Jaffa, which is a town that was a Palestinian town, actually, a suburb, in a manner of speaking, of Tel Aviv. And he, in the video, the rockets, he sends me this video. The rockets are going over him as he's sending me this video. He and his wife and his brother-in-law are outside walking down the main street, and so he takes his phone and he puts it up, aims it toward the sky. One of the chilling, most chilling things that I've seen for a long time. They're actually watching these things, and then you see the Iron Dome blow them up. But it's, listen, these are everyday stories, and the Israelis have been living this way since things began in the late 40s, frankly.
Right. Yeah.
And so here's an interesting, I'm putting this forth, Michael, for your consideration. I've shared it a couple of times on the Good Day program and in other circumstances where I've been on the air this week. The United States, after World War II, was the predominant power in the world. We won. There's no discussion, really. We won the war. If it hadn't been for our involvement, we'd be all doing a lot different, speaking a lot of different languages than we are right now. And so the United States had great influence and was basically the motivating factor to the United Nations, getting people together and setting up the headquarters in New York and that sort of thing. Where behind the scenes, as people were trying to figure out what to do with the European Jewish population, where do they go? Where is there a homeland? So the idea was put forth to sort of take this Palestinian land and give it to the Jews. But that wasn't really, that was according to some of the memoirs of John Foster Dulles, who was the Secretary of State at the time, that wasn't the real reason for helping the European Jews and putting them into Israel. The real reason that Israel or that area was decided to be the best place for them to go had nothing to do with them. It had to do with our desire to have a political and military influence and literally the land, the landscape there was great for building bases so that we could have, if not control of the Middle East, certainly influence in what's gone on or going on or was going on at the time at the Middle East. Because remember, the Russians were trying to expand their tentacles in the Middle East. We didn't want that, so we set up Israel for our convenience. What do you think of that theory?
I think that I think you've been reading weird publications or listening to strange broadcasts. There might be some truth to that, but there's some truth to everything. Complicated circumstances go into something as
it's not cut and dry, not simple.
As creating a nation on historic land. historic contested land. So, you know, I hear what you said. There's nothing for me to comment on other than, okay. I found you said something in the lead-up to it that I find more interesting, and that is you said, had the U.S. not won the war, we would be speaking a variety of different languages today. That's a very interesting conversation. I remember growing up, people would say, had we not won the war, we'd be speaking German today. Do you believe that? We would have been speaking German today?
I don't know. How is
we speak a lot of languages in this country.
That's for sure.
I'm not quite sure what you meant by, you know, had we...
Well, I just think that there
would
be a different... Let's say it in a simplistic way, it would be a different world than it is now. Is that fair?
Yeah, right. And had the first drop of water that landed on the first rock hundreds of thousands of years ago fallen to the west rather than to the east, the Grand Canyon would be north and south. I don't know. Yeah. You know, what ifs. But I'm very hesitant to get into, political theories based upon somebody's notes or somebody's book or somebody's bias when it comes to...
It becomes another conversational point.
Exactly.
That's
but the Middle East is terribly complicated. All I know is that no matter what side you're on, and no matter who did it, and no matter how much justification has to come in, and this is, I'm saying this not as a pacifist, I'm saying this just as a thinking person, we all lose because of this. We all lose.
Tremendous strain on everybody.
It's a strain beyond.
Stress.
You can't even. Here's a cliche. You can't wrap your brain around it. It's that painful. Mm-hmm. And maybe if we all approach things from that perspective, this type of result would not happen. But that really is. And the older I get, and the longer I walk this planet, the more I realize that that's pie in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't changed a bit since we crawled out of the slime. We just have better iPhones. Seriously.
Yeah. Meanwhile, tonight, as we do this program, there is an empty Shabbat table in Times Square with spaces for each of the hostages that are currently being held by Hamas. I thought that was pretty dramatic, actually, to look and understand how that all fits into the whole overall discussion of what's going on. It's 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point. Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco. And rewards members get one free every Tuesday till October 31st, only on the app.
Free breakfast taco? Now you're talking.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
Offer valid at participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours while supplies last.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
If I'm splitting hairs on the time. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Mike's the Mike's. I mean, I never call you Mike because nobody calls you Mike. You're called Michael.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever been called Mike?
Yeah, the first half of my career, I was Mike Harrison. That was when my rock and roll days. When I got more involved in talk, I started to become Michael.
Michael, yes.
But,
all right. No, I think it's better. Are you? In my mind, you're a Michael, not a Mike.
Uh-huh.
So,
Douglas.
Having said that, I'm a Dudley.
That's a great name, Dudley.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I told you what happened with that. When I went to college, they were all looking for nicknames. And instead of calling me Dudley, they didn't know what to do in Ohio with Dudley. They never saw a Dudley before, so I became Dud. That was my nickname when I was pledging. And Dud turned to Doug because it was easier. People didn't really hear Dud. They heard, Doug, and that sort of stuck. And when I went on the radio in Ohio, I was going to school, I became Doug. And so the Doug stuck. If you will. I don't mean, what would it be like? How would it be different if it were the Good Day program with Dudley Steffen?
Wow, that's back to what, if we lost the war, would we be speaking German? You know,
it's like, I remember.
I have to get a 30-second story in here. We did that major radio promotion with the Clinton White House to talk about Hillary's new medical propositions.
Right. Yep.
We had about 100 talk show hosts from around the country. This is in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. Piled up at the gate to get
Yang
in.
Yang was there, yes.
And
Yang
you had there. To hand your driver's license to the. They don't mess at the White House.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
You know, and they start calling everybody by their legal names. And,
oh, right.
And several hosts. I remember one woman, vain woman. In the business, was totally freaked out that her real name was being announced to her colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when they said your name, and I heard it out of the corner of my eye, at my ear, and it was Dudley Steffen. And I said to myself, Dudley?
You didn't know.
Doug's name is Dudley, mm-hmm. but I didn't know it was your first name. So mm-hmm. I thought your name was Stephen Dudley. That's and I for years I believe yeah. that was your
real
legal name.
Yeah. Right. Well, there you
Stephen
go.
Dudley.
Got it. Straighten that all out.
You were talking. You're about to get us into the conversation about Maine.
Yes, where the state, you and I were talking off the air about the feds getting involved in this. Lewiston, Maine, quiet mid-central Maine community. I at first speculated that this might have had something to do with the 4,000-plus Somalis who have moved into Lewiston, Maine. I'm not sure that's the case at the moment, because when you look at the sort of randomness, or was it random, of going to the bowling alley and then the restaurant, this guy... obviously he was out of his mind. The government knew he was out of his mind. They had him in treatment for weeks during the summer, and they still didn't take his guns away. Man, there's a class action lawsuit waiting to happen there. Wow. It would seem to me this is so preventable. So preventable.
Well, I mean, I find there's a hesitancy now on the part of all parties to even begin talking about guns.
Mm.
You notice that?
Yeah, I do.
It's like, why talk about guns? There's nothing that can be said. So any substantive political discussion coming from these mass shootings has now been watered down further to mm-hmm. just being our thoughts and our prayers are with the families.
Yep.
And
yep.
I'm telling you, it's frustrating.
Sure is. All right, 28 past the hour here on the countdown. We continue.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The search for a mass killer on the loose in Maine continued overnight. Law enforcement and the Coast Guard are looking for 40-year-old Robert Card, a suspect who they believe was the gunman who killed 18 people in the town of Lewiston Wednesday night. The United States, using satellite-guided missiles from fighter jets, attacked two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran in what defense officials are saying were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out as a response to a series of attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed militia groups. The strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Today is officially National American Beer Day and a TGIF. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're discussing the charts for the week of October 23rd to the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder that all of these stories, the whole list is at talkers.com, along with all the latest information about America's most popular format, what's going on in the news talk world, the issues, the people, things going on behind the scenes. So you want to check it out, know what's going on in the world of news talk radio, you go to talkers.com. Now, I'm going to share something with you that has not been discussed. I don't know if I'm the only one who discussed it, but it's worth airing here just for informational purposes. So if you'll bear with me as we talk about Israel and how important it is, the conflict is the number one thing being discussed. What is not being discussed is who's working behind the scenes. There are at least 12 organizations, Michael, doing outstanding work that are unheralded, grassroots organizations that are bringing Jewish and Palestinian volunteers together. Many of them we saw when we were over there. We didn't know what the names of the groups were, but there are parents. There is a group called Combatants for Peace that have members that are Israeli and Palestinian. There's the Hand in Hand group in Israel that works in schools where there are Jewish and Palestinian children. There is the Road to Recovery, which is a volunteer organization that actually transports Palestinian patients, children, adults, to Israeli hospitals for a life-saving treatment. The list goes on and on, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because I object to the fact that we focus so much, and who am I? I just am another voice. But for my part, I don't want to talk about the war. I want to talk about the people who are helping to try to either bring it to an end or trying to help those who are in need, or focus on the groups that get together, because much of the world thinks all Palestinians hate all Jews, which is far from the truth.
Well, that's certainly far from the truth. You and I have discussed how in many wars of that nature, you know, localized regional conflicts between people that have similar cultures. Civil wars are always the bloodiest. This is not a civil war, but it's close to it from the standpoint of just the histories of the people and the culture of the people, mm-hmm. ethnicities, etc., that just as in the United States, you see white, black, and brown people working together in harmony, and one would get the feeling that all the races are at each other's throats.
Oh, yeah.
The news covers it in America.
Al Sharpton, we're at war with each other.
And one would get the impression that the Israelis and the Palestinians are at each other's throats, down to the people-to-people level in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And it's so untrue.
Yep.
I mean, we have to talk. You can't talk about the peace efforts if you don't talk about the war. So
I suppose,
The whole thing is tied together.
Yeah.
It is encouraging to hear that there are people working with people to prevent or to undo the horrors of this type of thing. Yeah, that gives me hope for humanity.
Lots and lots of them. Yep, yeah. Exactly. All right. We have an election denier who's become the Speaker of the House. The situation, I just find it amazing, frankly, still as much as I think that we have way too much it's the Pied Piper syndrome of we're going to all follow this guy off the cliff or wherever it goes. I don't mean Johnson, I mean Trump, but Johnson loves Trump. Trump endorses him. The guy's an election denier. So does that mean there's no credibility? I don't even really know, because he got elected. I would have thought some of the people that were against some of these other folks whose names had been put up would be consistent in their votes, but apparently they weren't. This guy, depending on how you define good or bad or, wherever you want to go with that, this guy, in my mind, would have been the last guy. If I were a member of Congress, he'd be the last guy I would have voted for. But Jennifer Horn told me in another hour of this program or related program that we should wait and see and not judge him because he's got a lot of good going for him. There's so much one-sidedness.
That's an interesting take. Don't look at his record. Don't look at his history.
Yeah,
listen
right.
to what he said. Let's give him a chance and see. Maybe some good could come out of it.
Yeah, no.
We've reached the point in American politics of dealing with wish thinking and hypothetics and denial.
I don't find the fact that he doubts climate science and opposes clean energy and that sort of stuff. What does bother me is, again, looking, and this would be something that would be a theme for a lot of members of Congress, if not most of them, where he gets his money. He has received so much money from the fossil fuel companies that in itself is troubling because then there's no objectivity. He was on with Sean Hannity. I don't know if you saw that or not. The business about aid to Ukraine and even we maybe shouldn't be helping the Palestinians in an objective way. He says the gun problem isn't really a problem. Okay, I've pretty much gone down my road. It's just, I don't know.
I don't know what to think. The question is, where is the Republican Party heading? What is the direction of the Republican Party? The Republican Party is embattled within itself, as evidenced mm-hmm. by the chaos of picking a new speaker. Speaker was picked because they had to pick a speaker. It wasn't like he rose to the top through a process. You know, they had a
shining light.
Yeah, they had to pick somebody, so now they got him. But the role of Donald Trump's influence on the GOP and the battle between the MAGA wing of the GOP and whatever's left of the moderate wing, this is the issue we're watching play out. And people who are Republican partisans have to deal with that. But even more so, people who consider themselves to be conservatives. And I don't mean partisan conservatives. I mean just conservatives. They have a problem on their hands.
Yep.
Because the policies and the direction of the Republican Party may not necessarily be in sync with what's good for the conservative movement in America.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to that point, Republicans in North Carolina this week, this state is almost 50-50 Republican and Democrat, but because the Republicans control the state house, they approved a gerrymandering map that gives them maybe three, maybe four more House seats, which keeps, unless the Republicans really mess it up, them in charge maybe just by one seat when the elections take place next fall. And nobody really understands, unless you had a good civics class in high school, you don't even understand what gerrymandering is. I would guess if you went to just up and down to a man on the street interview and you ask somebody, okay, do you know what it means to gerrymander? You know what gerrymandering is? How many people do you think would know the answer to that, Michael?
I think maybe one out of 300.
Yeah.
So,
that's how these guys get away with this stuff, though, because nobody knows what they're doing, really. People don't know what gerrymandering, how people divvy up these. They all get together and they do what's best for them. And so is this best for the voters? The voters don't even know, because we're not being taught these things anymore. So anyway, I'm on my soapbox now. I probably
that's okay. I mean, this is a soapbox, and one of us has to go out on the limb.
Uh-huh. All right, before we talk about the MH interview and stuff going on with you, I have one more item here, if I may. The business you have, the research has brought the number six story to focus on the migrant situation. In Texas this week, they voted to allow the local police to arrest migrants to challenge them without really, you know, show me your papers. If they suspect somebody of being a migrant here illegally, they're going to stop them, and they're going to interrogate them, and they're going to maybe put them in jail. So people say, oh, that's terrible. Well, you don't even know who's coming across the border. Who knows whether Hamas or the Iranians or Al-Qaeda, whoever is sending in the mass of millions of people coming across the border like ants out of an anthill. How do you know some of these people that really have bad intentions for America aren't coming across the border? Legitimate question and concern, isn't it?
It's a legitimate question and concern. It has one foot in panic and paranoia.
Yeah, it does. It's true.
And it has another foot. It's 3 feet.
Yes.
It has another foot in speculation. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are many other ways that Middle Eastern type enemies of the United States can be in this country without coming over the border chaotically.
Oh, yeah. You can get in any number of ways. But, again, something that is a focus. And one of the great things about what we do here, and not just on this program, but in the world of News Talk Radio, one of the reasons it's the most popular format is because you can take one item and go in a dozen, if you're creative, a dozen different directions with it. And that certainly you can do with that item. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. I have a reminder about this phone number, 800-419-3684. Did you know when you dial that number, you can get 3 days and two nights free in Las Vegas? And you also could win tickets to a Las Vegas show. Maybe you can see some of your favorite entertainers. It's all part of what happens. You know what? The number one thing, like we say with the lottery, you can't win if you don't buy a ticket. So in this case, you won't win the 3 day and two night stay in Las Vegas or perhaps some other places, because they're now working on availability for other places other than just Vegas. But if you dial that number, 800-419-3684, talk to an operator. They'll tell you this is like child's play. The only problem here is if you don't call, you won't win. So You don't want to win? Then you don't call. You want to win? You call. 800-419-3684. Translate that easily. Maybe you can remember the number better. 800-419-DOUG. That spells Doug.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover. This is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank. Member FDIC.
All right, now we're at 48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who has, in addition to his responsibilities at Talkers Magazine, created quite a following with his podcast interviews at mhinterview.com. And they're connected usually to the Talkers route. And the talker that you have is a guy I love, this guy. So tell us about Harry.
Harry Hurley, who is the morning powerhouse at WPG in Atlantic City, which is an affiliate of this program. So
yep.
Hello to everybody in Atlantic
hello.
City. And your morning host, Harry Hurley, is a hero in the industry. He is one of not only the most talented...
He's just a wonderful guy. He's a great guy.
But he's a philanthropist. He's raised over $1.4 million through his charity that he's distributed to worthy causes throughout New Jersey and beyond. So Harry Hurley at WPG, we salute you. We salute WPG. And mhinterview.com is the place you can hear some really interesting insights how these charities work and a little bit of how this guy ticks, how his mind ticks, because he's quite a good guy.
Yeah, and he's been, as you say and you point out, whenever I like sitting, we have our little dinner after the Talkers convention every year, and I like sitting next to him. I think last year I was teasing him and his wife because they were having their anniversary. Weren't they doing, I remember that? When we had the Talkers convention this year. He's just, I don't know, there's just something about him. He's got a bright smile all the time. I'm a member of the Harry Hurley, the Double H fan club. How about that? Wouldn't it be interesting if it was Harry Howard Hurley? Right? If that was his, if his name was Triple H.
Harry Horatio Hurley.
We'll hear from him on that one. All right, it's 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is one that you recognize, a John Williams theme from one of the greatest movies. I get tears in my eyes and emotional because this was such a sweet movie. The idea of an extraterrestrial who would be friendly, and an era in the movies when E.T.'s extraterrestrials were like the monster in the Black Lagoon or whatever. There are all kinds of portrayals of aliens as bad guys. Look out, they're going to kill you, yada, yada, yada.
Like Independence Day.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's, yeah, from the same era. All right, so we have E.T. in our ears. What do we got going on here, Chucker?
This day in, movie history, October 27th, 1988, which was 6 years after its theatrical release, E.T. was released on home video, VHS, and it had an advance sales of 14 million copies. And why I find that interesting, twofold, because of the way movies are released now. You got day-to-day, and then you got 17-day windows from theatrical to pay-per-view, and then you go bouncing to streaming, and really Blu-ray and DVD have become an afterthought, but there really is no more VHS. There's no home video. It's DVD or Blu-ray. But I think I stated this on the show a few weeks ago. Target and Best Buy, as of next year, 2024, most likely will not carry DVDs and Blu-rays. It's all going to be the digital format. I mean, they're not going to go away. I mean, you'll probably be able to get a Blu-ray or a DVD to some extent from Amazon, but I know I'm doing some promotions here, not on purpose. But the idea is DVD and Blu-ray physical content, most likely, for most people, will be passe.
Really? With you? Yeah. Will it be passe with you?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I don't got to be honest with you. I don't think I've bought a Blu-ray, and I probably have at my house probably about 300 to 500 Blu-ray and DVDs from many years ago. I still have Laserdiscs in my closet, collecting a lot of dust in a cardboard box. But I haven't bought a new Blu-ray probably in 3 years. I mean, listen, you go on your streaming TV, your smart TV, and you basically could store anything you want at the touch of a remote control.
I like going to the movies.
It happened.
Watch regular TV and go to the movies. That's me. The old timer way of doing it. All right.
You know, I actually was doing some research. In 1985, there was still only three networks: ABC, CBS, and NBC. And then a year later, Fox started their network, which has done very well. Now we have four major networks, but everything bounces. If you air a TV show on NBC, like Chicago Fire or LA Law, you know, next day or even night of, it's on Peacock, so it streams. And they count the viewership by the week in the month, not by the night.
Yeah. All right, what's new this weekend at the box office?
Five Nights at Freddy's, which is based on a very popular video game. It's PG-13. It's what they call a tweener. It's not a hard R horror movie, but sort of like a little bit of scares for a younger teenage crowd, which I think it's geared to. Reviews are somewhat tepid. Having said that, it's still tracking over $50 million. It's going to challenge Taylor Swift's concert film and Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon. But Five Nights at Freddy will be number one come Monday morning. Got an interesting story here. I was reading in the trade, The Wrap, stating on the Hollywood strike, they state from, they say, quote, reliable sources, that if the strike is not settled as of next week, that the studios will fold their tent and not negotiating more till at least January of 2024, because they would deem the fall television season dead, and a lot of movies that would be released January, February dead, and that's all bad, Doug.
Not good. No, for those of us who like watching, like, regular TV.
I mean, for people who work in the industry, for theater owners, for people who work in theaters.
Bad news.
You can lay it
straight at the feet of the people running these production companies. And it's just the people that don't care, the bosses.
It appears that they set a clock, and the studios certainly can survive with little effect in their mind, at least until 2024. Because if they couldn't, they certainly wouldn't go in this direction.
Yeah, you think
they want what they want, whatever that is. They want it.
All right. The survey of Gen Z says they want less sex in movies. I don't know who they're talking to, but I don't know what that means.
You like that idea?
Less,
I think that's a good idea, actually.
Well, it depends on what it is. If it's wanting sex and it's just there, it's like swearing. It's the same thing. Gets your attention, but then where do you go with it? All right, there you go. Food for thought. Chuck Curry here at 59 Pass on Good Day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.